Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. Big day today. Democrats say they're going to impeach, well, they are going to, they're in the middle of the debate right now, impeach the president for the second time. They want him to go down in history as the second president, the first president ever to be impeached two times. Hopeful that they can get votes in the Senate. And there's a new reason coming out from the left today for why they want impeachment so badly. And that is apparently because they don't want Donald Trump to have a presidential library. I kid you not, that is the new logic coming out of the Democrats today. So we are watching the impeachment debate, and we will go into it as Republicans start speaking, as it starts heating up. And it looks like the vote will be at the top of the hour. So we'll make sure that we keep that on the screen so you can see the vote and see the tally as it happens. Welcome to the show, everyone. A little bit of housekeeping. We're now also on DLive, streaming on DLive. So that is the third place we're going to be streaming, Facebook, YouTube, and DLive. Make sure you head over there, link in the description and in the comment sections on YouTube and Facebook. Make sure that you follow us over there. Once we hit 200 followers, we can get some more goodies for our channel there. That's where we'll stay streaming in the event that Facebook and YouTube eventually kick us off, which will happen, matter of when, not if. So yeah, make sure you head over to DLive. We're going to get into all of this, but before we do, Mr. Producer, put up this my screen again. Talked about this yesterday. It's just too funny not to mention again the Twitter public policy complaining that Uganda is blocking the internet, blocking them from reaching people. Very funny that Twitter apparently is pearl clutching now. I'll repeat what libertarians have been saying for years. If Twitter doesn't like the way Uganda handles its affairs, then Twitter should create its own Uganda. Yeah, pretty ridiculous. It's pretty stupid when you put it in those terms. But yeah, if Twitter doesn't like Uganda, they can make their own Uganda. Go ahead, take off my screen. Actually, no, leave my screen up. Public polling just out. Asking people, 800 battleground voters, they asked them on the 10th and the 11th how they felt about the Democrats' plan to impeach the president. 89% of all voters think it's important for Trump to lead an orderly and peaceful transition. Okay, fine. 60% of voters say that it's a waste of time and money for Nancy Pelosi to impeach and remove the president in his last week in office. 77% of all voters think that Congress should make it a priority to deal with the coronavirus. Only 23% of the country says it should be a priority to impeach Trump this week. 74% of all voters agree that efforts by Pelosi and the Democrats to try to impeach the president after Joe Biden is sworn in would be politically motivated to prevent the president from running again, stripping his Secret Service protection, and preventing him from having a presidential library. 65% of voters agree that by continuing to attack the president, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are making this worse and keeping the country divided. Just want to share with you the latest polling, because you notice the leftist media isn't doing polls anymore because they don't want to know what the polls are going to say. It's much better for them just to shape the narrative rather than have the public polling shape it. So we're going to get into all this. Right now there's a Democrat talking, so I don't really want to give them any airtime. We are going to cover a couple Democrats. We have some pre-clipped cuts. But I want to start with the big news that broke last night that Liz Cheney, the number three ranked Republican, the chairwoman of the House Republican Caucus, came out last night and said that she would support impeachment. Let's go ahead and watch how MSNBC broke the news to their loyal viewers. Let's play cut one.
Some breaking news. Before we go to a commercial break, another Republican member of the House says that she will vote to impeach Donald Trump tomorrow. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming is the second House Republican to back Donald Trump's impeachment. That follows Congressman John Katko of New York making the same announcement earlier today.
So Mr. Producer, go to my screen. These are the five who are on the record as of last night. Might have been more that I missed. The five that are on the record that they will vote. We're hearing that as many as two dozen are considering voting. But these are the five that are absolutely on the record that they're going to vote. John Katko of New York, Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Fred Upkin of Michigan, and Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington. Those are the five. So they are the five traitors. And they're the ones that think that after Donald Trump received the second most votes of any presidential candidate in history, that they can impeach him a couple days before he leaves office, and that the Republican Party, conservative voters, will forgive them and like them better than the guy that they just impeached. It's so stupid. I mean, I cannot think of why someone in Wyoming, Liz Cheney, would believe that it is politically expedient for her to impeach the president. I don't get it. I understand that some of these people are political creatures, that they're going to do what they think is best for their reelection, but she doesn't have a problem. She's from Wyoming, right? She's doing this because she actually truly believes it's the right thing to do, which is absolutely bonkers. So we're going to be watching this. But before we do, I want to play a clip of Liz Cheney. I believe this is from the night of January 6th, what she said on Fox News. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
Important is to just recognize we just had a violent mob assault the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to prevent us from carrying out our constitutional duty. And there's no question that the president formed the mob, the president incited the mob, the president addressed the mob, he lit the flame. This is what America is not. There's just been, absolutely intolerable and unacceptable, and the mob will not prevail.
If this was a law case, a legal case, and I was a lawyer, I would raise an objection right there and say, objection, Your Honor, facts not found in evidence. She just said that the president of the United States formed a mob and directed a mob to attack the Capitol. That simply isn't true. If we have to play the clip again, Mr. Producer, you know what? Just in case, go ahead and download. I sent it to you yesterday. I didn't send it to you again today. Download the clip of Donald Trump talking, where he says it's peaceful, because I have a feeling we're going to have to play that again today, just because it's amazing that no one's actually covering it. Donald Trump said it was go protest peacefully. And here you had the number three Republican in the House of Representatives saying that he formed a mob. It just simply isn't true. It simply isn't true. Let's listen to another one of these Republican traitors, John Katko, lying about his justification to vote for impeachment. Let's go ahead and play cut number three.
The president's role in this insurrection is undeniable, both on social media ahead of January 6th and in his speech that day. He deliberately promoted baseless theories, creating a combustible environment of misinformation and division. To allow the president of the United States to incite this attack without consequences is a direct threat to the future of this democracy. For this reason, I will vote to impeach this president tomorrow.
Going to vote to impeach the president that he recorded that last night. Pretty incredible. Again, objection, facts not found in evidence. And then we also heard, Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. This also broke from the New York Times, and you take this with a grain of salt because they have anonymous sources, but says McConnell is said to believe impeachment would make it easier to purge Trump from GOP. That was the breaking news last night. Now, again, grain of salt, anonymous sources. But it matches our sourcing. It matches what we've been hearing from Capitol Hill, that McConnell is one of the Republican establishment leaders who truly believes that the party is better off kicking Trump to the curb and doing everything they can to remove him from office early than just letting him leave on schedule. So, again, take it with a grain of salt. The fact that Mitch McConnell's wife, the former transportation secretary, decided to leave in a huff is a pretty good indicator that's of what that family feels. But again, her beliefs are not necessarily his. We'll have to watch what the Turtle Man does, what Cocaine Mitch does. Let's go ahead and play this. This is a Representative Cicilline. I don't care enough about him to pronounce it right. He's the guy who actually authored the impeachment articles. Again, we're going to hear a lot of facts not found in evidence, but let's listen in on him explaining to CNN why he was pushing impeachment. Let's play cut four.
They came here to lynch the vice president, to hang him, to assassinate the Speaker of the House, to hunt members of Congress. Five people died. Lots of damage was done. Dozens of...
Pause it. Facts not found in evidence. Okay, they erected a gallows, right? That doesn't mean that they erected it because they wanted to use it. Like, other protesters erected a gallows. I mean, that's like saying they burned something in effigy, and that meant they wanted to burn me. No, they are completely making up the facts as they go along. Donald Trump, and even if it was true that that's what the protesters, the couple dozen who actually went into the Capitol, as we've covered, some evidence suggests that they were let in by police. Other evidence says the police might have let them into certain areas to guide them away from the halls. No matter how you slice it, they're now investigating Capitol Police for deliberately opening doors. That is very different from saying that they busted through all the doors to try and hang the vice president. Let's go back to that clip and keep playing it.
Law enforcement officers were injured. This was a brutal and violent attack on our democracy. And Donald Trump incited this by promoting the big lie that he, in fact, won the election by millions of votes, but it was stolen from him.
So we're going to impeach him because he lied. He lied. Do you see how the conflation is happening? Do you see where they're conflating? As soon as people step foot in the Capitol, the left and the establishment Republicans said, aha, this is what we can use to discredit anyone who believed the same thing as them. Now, remember, over the summer, when leftists were rioting in the cities, the mainstream media screamed their heads off, and condemned anyone who tried to equate the peaceful protesters with the rioters. They went out of their way to make sure that there was a delineation. Remember CNN saying mostly peaceful protests, fiery but mostly peaceful. But here we're seeing the exact opposite. We're seeing a deliberate attempt to conflate the two. That obviously the peaceful protesters were the same as the people rushing into the Capitol. It's journalistic malpractice. And if that doesn't show, if anyone watching this still doesn't believe that the media has a left-leaning bias, I mean, this should obviously show it. It should obviously show it. This is an interesting one. This is Representative Jim McGovern. He's saying that impeachment would be a unifying event. Let's play cut five.
I ask unanimous consent to insert in the record the powerful statement by Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is the chair of the House Republican Caucus, entitled, I Will Vote to Impeach the President.
Without objection.
And I just want to be clear about one thing. If we vote to impeach the president today and we send it over to the Senate, there is nothing to prevent the Senate from taking it up immediately if Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell decides that he wants to proceed, number one. Number two, we all want to talk about unity. I can't think of anything that would unify this country more if there was a big bipartisan vote in favor of impeachment. Every second that this president remains in office is a danger to this country and to the world. We have no idea what he is capable of doing.
I mean, it's just so stupid. I mean, the minute Trump won, they said he's going to nuke the world. And now the last week in office, Nancy Pelosi is saying, if you don't impeach him, he's going to nuke the world. At what point are we just going to call BS on everything they've said? Oh, we can't trust what he's going to do. The president stood up there and gave a speech. Yes, he believes that the election was stolen. He has every right to stand up on that stage and give a speech saying that. Yes, he told them to fight like hell, but that is not necessarily a call to violence. That doesn't fit. We covered this yesterday. It doesn't fit within the legal and constitutional definition of unprotected speech. You're allowed to say, encourage people to fight like hell, because it doesn't necessarily mean violence. There's other ways to fight. And Democrats use this language all the time. That we're going to fight all the time. No one's ever insinuated that it means violence. Actually, the left goes even further, right? The left goes even further when they're down, kick them, right? We've played that clip in the past. It's just insane to me. And honestly, though, it's par for the course. They've done this Trump's entire term. They've taken things out of context and they repeat the lie. They don't show you the footage that actually exonerates him until they convince enough people of their own set of facts, of their own opinion of how things went down. Remember the phone call? They deliberately left out and ignored the actual transcript, the loose transcript of the call. They ignored the fact that Joe Biden and his son were under investigation at the time. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. They cherry pick little parts of it. And then that's all they tell people. And they hammer home. We're going to see one of the greatest cases of whiplash in a week when CNN stops going hard against the president and sits back and just lets Joe Biden do his thing. It is going to be a tremendous example of whiplash. We're all going to feel a little dizzy watching CNN just completely abandon that. It's Carl in the Facebook comment says, when they go low, we kick them. Absolutely correct. That's what I was referring to. So Mr. Producer, we're talking about it. You pulled it. Play that clip of Trump just to get it out of the way. We're just going to keep playing it until the media does. Play that clip of Trump on the 6th saying that it was a peaceful protest.
We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our election.
Peacefully and patriotically protest. You can't reinterpret that to be a call for violence. It just doesn't work that way. That's not the way the Constitution works. That's not the way the law works. And once again, they are lying to the American people. And as we just showed in the polling, the American people aren't buying it. The American people are not buying it. I want to jump to this. We're going to jump ahead a couple of clips. This is cut 8. This is Chuck Schumer trying to have a press conference in the street yesterday. And he gets shouted down by a very brave woman who didn't want him to just be able to say what he wanted on the street. Let's play cut 8.
Unanimous consent.
You need to get out of
for every
now,
senator
racist.
To call back the
you're
office.
Nothing but a racist. I'm glad what the Trump folks did. Take your hands off me. No, you don't need to talk to me. I'm talking to this racist anti-Semite.
I love calling him the racist. Interesting calling him the anti-Semite. But listen, she's giving them a little bit of the business. She's giving them what the left loves to give conservatives. I mean, that's what these people have coming to them. And it's not just Democrats. Republicans are going to have the same deal. If they truly believe that they're going to come out ahead in this, and that after Trump received the second most amount of votes ever in our history, that after impeaching him over, again, a BS non-crime, these Republicans are going to become more likable within the Republican Party, with conservatives. It's just insane. It makes no sense. I'm still trying to figure out why they're doing this. I mean, I think a lot of it is just they truly hate the president. They never wanted him to be president. And if they can drag him out of office a couple days early, they're willing to do it. This is this next one is cut 9. It's a clip of Jamie Raskin, a Democrat from Maryland, talking about how Donald Trump needs to be removed from office because he doubted the election results. Let's go ahead and play cut 9.
An armed, lawless, and enraged mob smashed windows, beat up and crushed Capitol Hill police officers who cried out in agony, overcame and subdued law enforcement, killed or caused the deaths of at least 5 American citizens, including a heroic Capitol Hill police officer, Brian Sicknick, and 4 other Americans, inflicted serious injuries on dozens of our police officers and other people, including 15 officers who had to be hospitalized. Chanting, "Stop the Steal" and "Hang Mike Pence," they threatened the lives and safety of the 3 individuals in the line of succession to the President of the United States. They built a...
So again, evidence not... facts not in evidence. But if that name sounds familiar, it should. Let's do a little bit of rewind and let's go back to 2017 and show you what Jamie Raskin did then when they were trying to certify the Electoral College votes. Let's go ahead and play cut 10.
What purpose is Member Ryan?
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified because they violated Florida's prohibition against dual office holding.
Debate is out of order. Section 15 and 17 of the Title III of the United States Code require that any objection be presented in writing, signed by both members of the House of both a member of the House of Representatives and a senator. Is the objection in writing and signed not only by the member of the House of Representatives, but also by a senator?
It is in writing, Mr. President.
Is it signed by a senator?
Not as of yet, Mr. President.
In that case, the objection cannot be entertained.
I mean, we're living in crazy. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I feel like we are in an episode of The Twilight Zone, where Donald Trump gets removed from Twitter for saying he's not going to attend the inauguration. But you fast forward 4 years, every Democrat was saying the same thing. Jamie Raskin is saying Donald Trump needs to be impeached for doubting the election results and trying to object to the certification. But 4 years earlier, he was doing the same damn thing. I mean, what the hell? You see all these companies refusing to donate to Republicans who challenged the election results. I don't see any of those companies also refusing to donate to Raskin, also refusing to donate to any of the other Democrats. Maxine Waters, who also objected in 2017. I mean, it's a complete double standard. And listen, if the left didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. I get it. I totally get it. But at some point, we just have to call BS for what it is. Speaking of BS, let's listen to what Pelosi had to say. This is cut 11.
We, you and I, hold in trust the power that derives most directly from the people of the United States. And we bear the responsibility to fill that oath that we all swear before God and before one another. The oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help us God. We know that we face enemies of the Constitution. We know we experience the insurrection that violated the sanctity of the people's capital.
I can't play it anymore. I can't do it. I can't do it to you. I can't let this woman take over any more of our airtime. At the end, she says that we have to do this in the name of the country that we all love. Again, facts not supported by evidence. There is nothing to suggest that Nancy Pelosi actually loves this country. Sorry. And when she says we have to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Today, during the impeachment, there will be votes held by proxy, meaning Democrats who aren't actually in attendance telling someone how to vote on their behalf and then voting for them. That is flagrantly unconstitutional. If you're going to impeach the President of the United States, and if you want the quorum to move forward with that, the Constitution stipulates that you have to be present. But for whatever reason, Nancy Pelosi is getting away with just, oh, coronavirus. We have to impeach the president with some people not even here. Again, insane. Insanity. Oh, why am I still doing this myself? This is Ilhan Omar. Let's listen to cut 12.
Omar. Gentlewoman from Minnesota is recognized for 1.5 minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, let us not mince words about what happened last week. It was a violent attempt to interrupt our democratic process. It was a targeted blow at the most essential process that makes us a democracy. It was
the direct blow against what makes us a democratic republic. Again, I understand, came here a little late in her years, doesn't necessarily know all of our civics. It's fine. No, the real threat to democracy are the allegations against her that she participated in ballot harvesting illegally. I mean, that is much more of a threat than a couple dozen people storming the Capitol, one wearing Viking horns without a shirt on. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. If we're actually going to weigh what the real threat to the country is, it's not those couple dozen people. It's people like Ilhan Omar, which again, allegedly, she also married her brother and violated our immigration laws to help him get into the country. So again, purely allegations. Don't want to offend anyone's delicate sensibilities. Don't ban me, bro, Facebook, YouTube. But well substantiated allegations. Let's cut in to the impeachment hearing, Mr. Producer. I think there's a Republican talking. Let them talk for a change. Make sure you turn the volume up as we listen to this. Oh, no, it's a Democrat. No. Abandon. Abandon ship. No, never mind. We can keep it up on the side. But don't give them any more time. Really incredible stuff that let's see if maybe there's a Republican coming next. Turn up the volume, Mr. Producer. Let's see what Jim Jordan has to say.
Gentle lady from Virginia, Missouri.
The gentlewoman from Virginia is recognized.
So Jordan isn't even like talking.
Madam Speaker,
this is incredible.
The perpetrators of this heinous attack.
So let's turn it down.
We're American.
So I guess Republicans have run out of people willing to get up there and actually speak. So the way the House rules typically work is you're allowed to speak once. Rare circumstances are you allowed to speak more than once, but you're allowed to speak once. So the fact that Jim Jordan just basically reserved his time tells me that they either don't have the people there yet, or they've ran out of Republicans willing to rise up in defense of the president. Either way, it's a bad look. Now, towards the end, you're going to start getting into the fuzzy math, which is when the Speaker of the House and the House Minority Leader and the Majority Leader basically get to talk in made-up minutes. So anyone who's ever watched soccer and you see the stoppage time and it's going way over, you're like, well, how's it going over? The rules state, it's very fuzzy, but if you are a majority leader or minority leader, you can speak for pretty much however long you want on an issue and they're not going to stop you. So that might be coming towards the end. Do we have a Republican now? Yes. Let's go ahead and turn up the volume, Mr. Producer. Listen in on this.
Retribution this president has weathered since day one. I have no doubt that those who breached the Capitol will have due process and their day in court. However, there will be no investigation in the People's House into whether the allegation against the president meets the criteria for a crime worthy of impeachment. No evidence was presented. No witness testified. No cross-examination was conducted. No due process was afforded. And that sets an extremely dangerous precedent for the future. If my Democratic colleagues were serious in their efforts to get to the truth, they would convene the House Judiciary Committee and investigate, but they are not. And so I am proud to stand before you today to defend our president from the injustices my Democratic colleagues are so giddy to pursue. I oppose this effort to impeach the president and ask all members of the House to do the same. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
All right, cut it.
Madam Speaker, I yield back.
No Democrats. No Democrat airtime. So, I mean, that was nice. At least he rose and said that they should actually be they should actually be talking about the allegations. It's definitely, that's definitely a good point. What's crazy to me, I mean, this isn't the first time. Yeah, sure, Jim Jordan's reserving the balance of the time, but he's giving Democrats minutes and minutes and minutes in a row to make their arguments uninterrupted, which for anyone tuning in, if someone tunes in and they only have 5 minutes to watch, as long as Jim Jordan's reserving the balance of his time and not putting someone forward, the people who only have a couple minutes, all they're going to hear are the propaganda from the left. So I don't agree with the strategy whatsoever. I don't agree with it whatsoever. But, I mean, it's kind of like during the actual certification fight where instead of using their 2 hours to actually present evidence, the GOP used the time to condemn the challenges. I mean, it's... If the GOP actually goes through with this and decide that they're going to join the Democrats today, we know 5 for sure, upwards of 24 are thinking about it. If they do this, the GOP's dead. We can just call it what it is. If the GOP goes through with this, it's dead. You cannot have the chairwoman of the House Republican Caucus support impeaching an outgoing president and still have a party. You can't. And it's not a hot civil war in terms of bullets, but that's about as heated as it can get within one political party. And I know that you all probably got the same email I got yesterday from good Ronna McDaniel. Let me see if I can find it. Ronna McDaniel sent everyone out the email yesterday. yeah, Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. So Ronna McDaniel sent out this email yesterday saying, I'm proud to share with you that I've been unanimously reelected to run the Republican National Committee for the 2022 election cycle. I want to thank President Trump and our entire party. Please donate. We need your money. Oh, look, the first option is $250, then $100, then $50, then $45. Yeah, don't do that. Go ahead, take down my screen. Do not do that. Do not donate to her under any circumstances. Do not donate to the GOP. And yeah, I sent an email back. Whether or not it gets read, no idea. But if you get one of these emails, reply. Sometimes it won't go to a real inbox. Sometimes it will. Reply and let them know, no, I'm not going to donate you. Donate to the party until you purge the party of all of this. You can't do it. You cannot have a party if a large section of the leadership wants to just cut the head off, right? I mean, President Trump, until he leaves office, is technically the head of the party. He's the highest ranking official. Sure, Ronald McDaniel is the actual chair, but Trump is still the leader. I mean, this is as much an ideological coup as it is a political one. And yes, the Republicans do not want Donald Trump to run again in 4 years. And just like that New York Times reporting says, they believe that they can use this to purge the party and avoid having to actually have a fight. So I want to go back, and we're going to start playing some of the Republicans who actually rose in defense of the president. I want to go back to cut six, Mr. Producer. This is Jim Jordan calling out the Democrats today because they wanted to impeach Trump since day one. Let's go ahead and play cut six.
Tomorrow, they're going to impeach a president who is leaving office in 8 days. 8 days before there will be a peaceful transfer of power, just like there has been every other time in American history. But they're going to do impeachment. They're going to do it again. They've been obsessed with it. It is truly an obsession. People on the Democrat side started calling for impeachment the day President Trump was inaugurated. They attacked him before he even won the first election, before he won in 2016. They attacked him that summer when they started their investigation. This is scary where this goes, because this is more than about impeaching the President of the United States. This is about canceling the president and canceling all the people you guys disagree with. That's what scares me more than anything. We have seen it play out over the past several days. I never thought I'd see the things that we are now witnessing. And I don't know where it ends. But I tell you what, it should scare us all. And I said this in the Judiciary Committee, and the gentleman from Maryland will remember this. The cancel culture doesn't just go after conservatives and Republicans. It won't just stop there. It'll come for us all. That's what's frightening. And I hope you all recognize that. And at some point, we can unite and actually do things that help those folks back home that we all get the privilege of representing.
Yep. Again, I'll refer to this. 77% of all voters believe that Congress should be prioritizing the coronavirus, not impeachment. He's absolutely right. Absolutely right. This is another congressman, Jason Smith. Let's go ahead and play this. Let's play cut seven.
Can the House Democrats and the Speaker of the House put the people before politics? Please put the people before politics. At a time when our nation is more divided than ever before, let's put people before politics. President Trump will be leaving in 7 days. Let's try to heal this nation. Let's listen to the American people. This is the people's house. Let's operate for the people. This country is hurting. The people are hurting. Our colleagues are hurting. This is a reckless impeachment. This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before. Have a conscience. Conscious. Put the people before politics.
Gentleman's time's expired.
Unify
gentleman from Oklahoma is
incredible. Incredible. I mean, he's absolutely right. If your goal is to bring the country together, how can you possibly think that the best way to do that is to spit in the face of the 75, however many million Americans who voted for Donald Trump? How can you possibly think it? How can you possibly think, if you're a Democrat, that this is what bringing the country together looks like? You can't do it. You can't say it with a straight face. You simply can't. We're keeping an eyeball on the House. Mr. Bruce, why don't you go put it up side by side so we can go to it the next time a Republican speaks. Right now, there is a Democrat speaking. They're telling how much time they have left. Yeah, so there's a Democrat speaking. The next time a Republican gets up to speak, we'll make sure that we cut to it. And then, as we said, at the top of the hour is when they're scheduled to vote. That's when they're probably going to vote. No, Mr. Brewster, keep it up so we can go to it really quickly. I just have to tell you when to turn up the volume. That's the vote's going to happen at the top of the hour. So we do have a call-in number, 888-441-1121. I was going to leave it for the second hour, but feel free to call now. If a Republican speaks, we might have to hold off on bringing you on the air until then. But call in 888-441-1121. I want to know what you think about this. Do you fall in the 77% of Americans who believe this is a colossal waste of time? What do you think about the Republicans stabbing the president in the back, both in the House and the Senate? What do you think about them? Again, call in 888-441-1121. Looks like we might have a Republican coming up soon. Nope, Republicans yielded back again. So they're saving their time for something. They're saving their time for something. So you can go ahead, we can take it down now. They're not going to speak in the next couple of seconds. I can't believe we've reached this point. I cannot believe we've reached the point where they're going to impeach the president for the second time on a non-existent crime 7 days before he leaves office. And yet, Jim Jordan, I believe it was Jim Jordan, he mentioned they're not even following the process. There were no hearings on this. There were no witnesses brought forward. There was no cross-examination. There was no committee vote. They rushed this thing to the floor. I mean, this is the fastest, most reckless impeachment I've ever seen. And you know it's political. It's obviously political. I mean, Donald Trump's not even doing anything. He went to Texas yesterday, gave a speech. This whole idea that, he serves a threat to the Republic every day that he remains in office. It's just a lie. It's a lie. They want this to be political. This is all political to them. If you think January 6th was bad, watch what happens when they go through with this. If the Republicans do what they plan to do today, just watch how bad it gets. And this is the part that really boggles my mind. Hearing reports today that there are 20,000 troops going to be in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. That's never been necessary. 20,000 troops in D.C. for the inauguration. They're not even having a real outdoor inauguration. And I just have to ask, I would ask Democrats listening, do you really think you won in a landslide if you have to bring in 20,000 troops out of fear that someone's going to stop the inauguration? I mean, it's never happened in our country before. Never happened. I mean, we're seeing so many things today that just are not indicative of someone who believes they won the election. Like, Democrats are either the sorest winners imaginable, or they're expecting something else to go down. I don't know. I don't know how anyone could possibly look at the facts in front of them and say that the best course of action for the country and for the party is to impeach the president and remove him after he leaves office, or convict him after he leaves office. I can't see how anyone could actually look at those set of facts and believe that this is the best course of action. We have a caller, Rich. He wants to talk about the proceedings today. Rich, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up? What do you think about what's going on?
So I've been watching your show forever. I am a converted. I would call myself a convert from the slight left. I am now 100% on your side. I agree with everything you said. I have been watching these proceedings from 6 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And the stuff that they are doing is ridiculous. They are trying to go against all historical procedures in situations like this. They're trying to go side skirt, if you will, the judiciary process. They don't want to have any evidence brought in. They don't want to have any testimony. They're trying to, you know, rush this along for what purpose other than to cause division in the country? And I mean, if you look on people's Facebooks, they're friends, the friends they've been friends with for decades or even since high school or middle school. They're becoming more and more separated on this issue alone.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
what
I mean, I have friends.
Agree?
I have friends who I've stopped like texting. They put me in a group text and it ended up just being everyone in the group text just ganging up and saying, oh, Trump needs to be impeached. I muted the group text. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I never thought I'd reach this point that here the president's leaving office in 7 days. And instead of just saying we won, let's work on our agenda, they want to bury him. I mean, they're talking exactly. Now that they need to do this so that he can't have a library. Think about how spiteful you have to be.
No,
on the way out the door to try
library.
And stop the president from
it's
having a library.
Not
no,
the
other
library.
Things too, but the fact they're even mentioning the library is insane.
That's arbitrary. They don't want him to have Secret Service protection. They don't
that
want
too.
Him to have any rights. They're trying to take away his rights. He was a duly elected president, regardless of how they feel now. He was elected in office in 2016. He deserves. It doesn't think about it like this. If you serve the military, you know, you go into the military, you serve, let's say you serve 2 years, okay? You get a general discharge, you still qualify for veterans benefits.
Yeah.
It doesn't regardless, you still qualify for those benefits. You served the military and you were discharged honorably, you deserve those benefits. You're granted those
what
benefits.
What they're doing to Trump,
like a president.
What they're doing to Trump is the equivalent of giving him a dishonorable discharge just because they don't want him to have all the benefits. Essentially,
and
that's what they're
not
with,
even
with
taking it to. They're not even. He has the right to face his accusers. They're not even giving him a trial. They're not even giving him any say. So you said the other day that, or I think it was Joe said the other day that they don't know what they just got themselves into because now he gets to voice his opinion. Well, they're trying to make it so he won't be able to.
Well, he would in the Senate. If the Senate, as long as the Senate doesn't rewrite the rules the way the House is, if the Senate actually holds a trial, then yeah, he would have equal time to present his evidence. And he'd probably get Dershowitz again to represent him. But it's usually you have hearings in the judiciary and the president's lawyers are invited to attend. And Republicans are able to ask questions. Democrats are able to ask questions. They're not doing any of that, right? So they're not even letting the Republicans defend the president on his behalf in these hearings. It's absurd what they're trying to get away with. And they actually think that this is going to help them. They think that this is a plus for both Democrats and even Republicans believe it. And it's really, really sad. One final word before we let you go so we can get back to the hearings.
Yes. I'm speechless. I can't understand why this is happening so fast, and I don't get it. I'm lost.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just as lost. I'm trying to make sense of it, but I absolutely agree. Well, thank you so much for the call, Rich. Really do appreciate it. I love getting calls from people who say they've been converted. it makes me feel like I'm a proselytizer. But ultimately, that's what the show is for, right? We're not only giving conservatives what they want to hear, but ultimately we want to lay out the facts, lay out the evidence so that conservatives can hit the share button, which if you haven't already, make sure you do it on Facebook. Make sure you do it on YouTube. On DLive, if you haven't already, make sure that you follow us. I think we're a couple followers short. We are 51 followers short. Once we hit 200, we become some other tier. So if you're watching us on DLive and you haven't already followed us, make sure you follow us there. But we do this, we structure this, like we do these shows the way we do them, 1 hour on one topic. Sometimes we split it up if it's a slow news day, but almost every episode it's one topic, 1 hour. And now that we're going to 2 hours, it might be one topic, 2 hours. That is unheard of in media. We cover topics that the media maybe will spend 30 seconds to a minute on. And we do that not just because we like to hear ourselves talk, not just because we want to give conservatives things that they believe in. We want to make the case so that you, not me, you, can share this with people so that they can open their eyes. Because, I mean, I'm so angry at the fact that we've been branded as conspiracy theorists because we go out of our way to make sure we present all of the evidence. But it's important. It's important to get this message out because I guarantee you in the next couple of days, the mainstream media is going to do a hard turn away from activist reporting. And they're just going to let Joe Biden do whatever he wants. I bet you there'll be days where the White House briefing room doesn't even have all the seats filled. We have another caller coming in, Kate. She wants to talk about how disheartening all of this is. Kate, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So you're watching this. What do you think of all this?
It's just so disheartening. I actually had to work the last six shifts in an urgent care where I'm seeing multiple COVID patients. And, you know, not only are they sick with COVID, they're struggling financially. And this is the best that Congress can do.
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And we talked about the polling. 77% of voters believe that they should be working on coronavirus relief. I mean, that bill that they passed, very helpful for people, but it wasn't perfect. It didn't do everything we needed to do. There are still businesses facing bankruptcy. There are still people who will lose their homes eventually, right?
Yeah, I'm talking with parents. Just look at the kids.
I mean, e-learning is a complete failure.
Yes, absolutely. I'm talking with a lot of parents who are frustrated because, you know, they're trying to put food on the table for their families, but yet then they have to worry about finding child care for their children and schooling them at home. In New York, you know, my kids haven't even gone to school since last March. My son went to school like twice this school year, and then it was shut down again. And I've been talking with all kinds of people that are just struggling, restaurants, business owners, and it's just, this is the best that Congress can do. I'm completely flabbergasted this is going on. I heard about it. I thought it was just a political stunt, but they're actually going through with it. It's just disgusting.
And here's the really disgusting part. Even if the House does their part, right, and they impeach him, they send it to the Senate. The Senate, once they start the impeachment process, cannot do any other business until it's finished. So the House can rush this if they want all day. But in the Senate, once they start this, they cannot consider any bills. They cannot consider any appointments, right? They cannot do anything but impeachment on the Senate side. And the rules require fair time for both sides to present their case. It takes days. You remember how it went last year. It took days.
Oh, yeah.
It took a week to get through it all. That's vital time that is being just completely wasted. So why the Democrats think that this is a good idea, I don't know. Obviously, someone's whispering in their ear and telling them that it is. But I'm just as disheartened over the Republicans. And I'll put them up on the screen again.
Please do. I'm not going to donate any money. I'm not even going to spend any money this year. I got off Facebook. I'm not buying anything from Amazon, and I'm certainly not buying anything from China.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. It's just, ultimately, we're going to have to vote with our wallets. And instead of voting to the party, vote to conservative organizations, conservative issue organizations that are fighting and going to amplify your voice. Don't just throw it at the Republicans. Because even if you give to the, was it the NRC or whatever it is, they're just going to disperse it to all the people you hate. So ultimately, that's going to be the only way that they really feel the pain. And eventually, we're going to have to vote these people out because there's no way these traitors can stay in office after what they're doing. Final word before we let you go.
Oh, I love your show. I try to peek at it every day, and it warms my heart. So I appreciate your podcast, your show. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call. Anyone else who wants to call in, 888-441-1121. I don't have all the answers, but if I can provide some of them, I will. Ms. Brewster, let's go cut into the impeachment debate right now. I think there's a Republican speaking. Let's go ahead and turn up the volume.
Last on the six, height of hypocrisy. I yield back.
Oh, we cut in right as he stops. All right, let's mute it and keep that up so that we can be ready to go. when the next Republican starts talking. I guess I'll put this, Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is an organization, and we're not partnering with them in any way, shape, or form. But I want you just to show you, I'm sure some of you have seen this, it's the Barstool Fund put together by Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports. They put this together in a couple weeks, and they've raised $23 million to help struggling small businesses. They've now put 120 businesses in the program. And the way this works is once you're added to the program, they will pay your bills to keep you afloat until the pandemic's over. So I'm just stunned by this and obviously the generosity that people are giving to this cause. But when you also, let's take down the screen and keep looking at Congress, look at what they're doing. They're doing nothing. Why? Because they get their paycheck regardless. They get paid whether or not they actually do the job they were sworn in to do. They can grandstand. And I guarantee you, there are Democrats. I'm not on any of the lists, thank goodness. I guarantee you there are Democrats using these speeches to call for more donations. I guarantee it. Let's see if Jim Jordan's going to call anyone. Oh, let's turn up the volume. There's a Republican going to talk.
I rise with a very simple question. On January 6th, thousands broke the law by taking siege of our Capitol here with us inside. Has any one of those individuals who brought violence on this Capitol been brought here to answer whether they did that because of our president?
That's a good question. Usually that's what you would do. You'd bring witnesses into the hearing and try and get to the bottom as to whether or not it had anything to do with Trump's speech. I mean, that's what the hearing process in the judiciary is supposed to do. If you have an accusation that Trump caused X, Y, and Z, you bring the people involved in X, Y, and Z in to answer the question. And our screen isn't frozen. This is just,
I will receive no answer.
They're just not answering him.
I will yield my time back to the gentleman from Ohio.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve his time. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Let's mute it. We don't want Nadler to have any more time. But we'll keep this up for the next time that a Republican talks. There might be a Republican talking again in 30 seconds. We're looking like we're going to have this vote at the top of the hour. We will cover that in real time, and we will try and figure out which Republicans are the ones who vote to impeach Trump. It sounds like the Democrats have the votes within their own party. It doesn't look like there's going to be any Democrat objectors, which we had heard there might be some Democrats not willing to make this call. I can't understand. I mean, well, if we're being completely honest, most of the Democrats who were representing red districts all lost. Right. Republicans won, 27 out of 27 up for grabs House races. I mean, the Democrats lost a ton of seats in the House. I guess there just aren't any moderate Democrats left. Jordan just reserved again. They're playing this game. He's saving up the time for someone who's going to speak at the end. This is just, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. And I mean, I can't really say that because I have to go for a second hour and have to talk. So I'm not quite at a loss for words, but I'm struggling to try and figure out why they're doing this. Why they think that this will bring the country together. I don't understand it. I don't. I don't get it one bit. So our number, 888-441-1121, if you want to call in. It sounds like they're running out of time here. So why don't we take the break for the hour right now? And when we come back on the other side, we'll hear the last bits of people, of representatives giving speeches, and then we'll get to the vote. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this really quick break.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.